USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The NAACP's North Carolina chapter has lost its federal tax exemption status after allegedly failing to file tax returns for 3 years. The action took place in May, but was held in secret by the government. The state and national organizers are working to restore the branch's tax-exempt status. Daquan Love on ABC 11 is the new director of the North Carolina chapter.
What this essentially means is that once this is restored, which we anticipate will happen in a few weeks, that will be applied retroactively, and there will be minimal impact to our donors and stakeholders.
President Trump's special master request for his conflict with the FBI will be decided by a Florida judge starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. The new season of the National Football League officially kicks off in 1 week. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Let's get an update with Mississippi's fresh water crisis.
Floods in Jackson, Mississippi have forced one of the city's water treatment plants offline. Residents now have to wait in line for bottles of water. Social justice organizer Danielle Holmes says the water problems in the town are longstanding.
I honestly don't even want to bathe my baby in Jackson's water. We need help. We need federal oversight. We need something to happen, because for it to be going on for years and the governor not caring, the mayor hiring incompetent people to run the water treatment plant.
For a month preceding the flood, residents were being urged to boil water before using it. Officials were concerned it could cause digestive problems. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The International Atomic Energy Agency's mission is set to inspect the Russian-occupied nuclear power plant in Ukraine today, but there have been multiple reports of intense shelling around the area that both sides accuse the other. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Kremlin is reporting Vladimir Putin's schedule will prevent him from attending Mikhail Gorbachev's funeral on Saturday in Moscow's Hall of Columns. At a time when New York is experiencing overwhelming violence and crime, the state lost a House seat because of the declining population. The soft-on-crime bail reform and Democrat leaders calling for defunding the police has emboldened criminal attacks. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul's plan to reduce violence is gun control, and is complaining her decisions are more important than the Constitution of the United States.
The Supreme Court decided to strip away the rights of a governor to protect her citizens from gun violence by striking down a 100-year-old law, that limits who can carry concealed weapons. So at a time when we're having a national reckoning on gun safety, what we can do to protect our citizens, that decision wasn't just negligent, it was reprehensible. And they removed long-standing limitations that we used here in New York.
NASA is targeting 2:17 p.m. Eastern on Saturday, September 3rd, for the launch of the Artemis 1 moon rocket. The launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida has a 2-hour launch window for the next attempt. Monday's launch was scrubbed due to weather delays and mechanical failures on the launch pad. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.